Welcome back to Love in Dubai Show. It is Tuesday morning, and what a show we had for you today. Comedy hero Sandeep, 1.5 billion dirham fund for Marriage for Emiratis, and Mission Impossible, the story of the AirPod that lived.
Of course, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast if you would want to listen to some love advice. So don't forget to subscribe to the Love in Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Today, our top story, 1.5 billion dirham, a new home and marriage fund for Emiratis.
As well, GCC citizens can now travel to the UK without a visa.
We're talking about the Dubai inmate who gets to attend her daughter's wedding.
As well, Mission Impossible AirPods retrieved from an Abu Dhabi manhole.
That is literally the wildest story that we think is going to go viral this week. AirPods found in a manhole. Absolutely crazy. Also, later in the show, we're going to go behind the scenes with the one and only Sandeep Fernandez. Yes, we are. We're super excited to have him on the show. Generally, he gives life advice to other people, where now we're going to get life advice that we so sorely need. So, if you're sitting watching on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, any of the platforms, and you need life advice from a comedy legend, now is the time to get it in before the show. Farah and I were going through where we need life advice.
Yes.
And tell you.
I mean, I asked Casey life advice before even getting on the show, and she was like, "Oh, girl, just wait because we have someone special for you."
I was like, "The topics are many. We're broke. We are. We need relationship advice." We work too much, we don't work enough. I don't know, there's a lot. So if you're a fan of his comedy, you know what we're talking about. But do get your life advice questions in now, and we'll try and get you them answered later on in the show. But good morning to everyone kicking off this Tuesday morning. I am Classic Man. Good morning to you. We see your comment. Give us a little flag. Let us know where you're watching from. Farah B is also watching the show.
Yes.
Casey Fitzgerald is watching the show. Lori856 is watching the show. Okay, let's jump into our top story today. $1.5 billion new home and wedding fund for Emiratis. UAE citizens across Dubai will be able to access 3,500 plots of land and 2,300 homes in a new project launched by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai.
As well, the project is a part of the 57 billion Dubai Social Agenda 33, which aims to double the number of Emirati families in Dubai over the next 10 years while enhancing their overall quality of life, according to Smashy Business.
His Highness said, "Family is the cornerstone of the nation and the foundation of all development plans. Our ultimate objective is to enhance the quality of citizens' lives for a brighter future."
As well, under the same agenda, under the directives of Her Highness Sheikha Hind bint Maktoum bin Juma Al Maktoum, the Community Development Authority in Dubai launched the Dubai Weddings Program with the aim of providing support to citizens about to get married in Dubai.
Yeah, we've just posted this on our feed, and what an impeccable thought process by the leadership of this country. They want to increase the number of Emirati families, and to do that, they're going to make getting married easier. So in terms of the wedding process, what they plan to do is to alleviate burdens, protect finances, and basically encourage locals to marry, which, as we know, marriage relationships can contribute to strengthening family stability.
As well, you know what's amazing about this is the fact that getting married is not easy
or
at
cheap.
All. Exactly, or cheap. It's very expensive. And the fact that the UAE is actually supporting and helping locals getting married, and as we've seen as well, is the fact that it does not only help, like it helps in a lot of ways, which is, like, as you've said earlier, saving up money, and as well, you know, like planning the whole wedding, which itself is amazing at this point, and as well to help them maybe secure their family relations within each other, which is, I would say, the most important thing in order to get married.
It's true. It's literally the most important thing. And these days, people put so much money and time and thought process into the marriage, when really what you should be thinking about is this the person I want to be with for the rest 100%. Of my life? And here in the UAE, you know, every now and then we'll see kind of large mass weddings where a lot of locals will get married in the same venue at the same time. It saves so much money. And also you have a lot less focus on the wedding itself. And I wonder if sometimes we sometimes need to take a step back in terms of weddings and like really evaluate, what are we doing here? What is this purpose? And make sure that the purpose is setting up a life together. And therefore, if you have the money for the wedding, why don't you put that into a home, or why don't you put it into a holiday?
I mean, you know, the thing is, Casey, as you've mentioned, getting married is not easy. People think maybe it's just like a, I don't know, a signature on a paper. But this paper is your whole life, right? And it's not for the, it's not easy. You know, like you're this, you're stuck with this person for the rest of your life.
Stuck. Glued.
That's
never be set free.
Yes, exactly. You know, like you can't just be like, I mean, when you're in a relationship, you can just be like, you know what? It's not the one for me, I'm just going to leave, right? But when you're married, there are a lot of things that are under the term marriage. So to choose the right person for you, it takes a lot. You know, is this person stable for you? Is does he or she fit, you know, your do they match, you know, let's say your needs? Or do they, I don't know, like, of course, it differs from one person to another. You know, like what you need is might not be what I need. But if you find, let's say, your person, then yes, sure, of course, go ahead, marry him. And the UAE is, the fact that the UAE is helping, you know, with the process. If the person has found the one and they are willing to, let's say, get married, it's just, at this point, amazing.
Yeah, helping the process, make it smoother and alleviating those financial burdens, which we love. Speaking of making process smoother, big news yesterday.
Yes, of course. Now, the GCC citizens can travel to the UK without a visa, finally, which is amazing. Now, starting from February 22nd of this year, 2024, residents from Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar can enjoy visa-free, guys, again, visa-free travel to the UK for up to 6 months. Perfect for tourism, business, short-term studies, or even medical reasons.
Just a heads up, if this is you, you'll need to snag an electronic travel authorization, ETA, online, which costs £10 before jetting off. For residents, make sure your GCC residency permit is valid and issued by one of the countries we have just mentioned.
Also, double check if your residency status lets you travel visa-free elsewhere, since, you know, some countries may have restrictions.
All of that is on our feed already if you'd like more information on that. But it is obviously super helpful news for GCC citizens.
Oh, amazing. So I can now travel and see my cousin, which is amazing. You know, at this point, the fact that you have a lot of, I would say, privileges as a UAE resident, it's just really cool. So you can just like, you know,
well, this is GCC citizens.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it says it. We know what I mean, because like whenever there's like a lot of like news about getting a visa to the UK or even outside the UAE, it's always mainly about locals and so on. And the fact that they're including citizens right now is just really cool at this point. You know, you can just like go visa.
Well, it's GCC citizens rather than UAE residents.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, exactly. You know, and
okay, the GCC countries that are included in this news are, as mentioned, let's go through them so it's clear. Mm-hmm. If you're from Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Saudi, the UAE and Qatar, if you are a citizen, so if you are a passport holder from one of those countries, you have to have a passport from those countries. I'm answering Hisham, by the way, because he was like, am I a GCC citizen?
Are you?
So unless you have a Bahraini passport that you didn't mention previously...
Alibaba, yes.
Alibaba is a Bahrain passport, so we need to get Alibaba on board with family ties.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the fact that like itself is just like amazing. You know, the fact that they are providing so much and they are just smoothing easing it up, you know, smoothing it up for them is just really cool.
Speaking of making things smoother, we love this next story.
So we spoke about weddings for our first story. Now, just wait for this, because a Dubai inmate gets to attend his daughter's wedding. How sweet. Now, Dubai police made a bride's dream come true by allowing her inmate father to be present at her wedding. Now, the bride had submitted a request to the General Department of Punitive and Correctional Establishments, stressing the importance of her father's consent and his presence at the ceremony.
Brigadier Marwan Jalfar, director of the department, confirmed the approval and introduced the Bring Joy to the Inmate's Daughter initiative, which extended support beyond the wedding to also include assistance in setting up the couple's new home, which is phenomenal.
It is. Now, as well, the bride, her father, and the groom expressed their heartfelt thanks to Dubai police. How nice is this? I mean, you know, of course, like, as a bride, you would want your, you know, like, your family, your dad, your brother, and just, like, you know, like, the male figure in your life to be there and present. You know, and it's very, by the way, like, it's a huge thing for us Arabs. It's so important. So the fact that they fulfilled her wish, even if he's in prison, is just itself like heartwarming and just like, just a lot of feels, you guys.
Lots of feels. Yes. Yeah. And there's been a couple of stories like this when Dubai police have gone above and beyond for inmates, or even, you know, people who've got in touch, maybe if their son or their daughter, someone has a wish, something to do with Dubai police, they tend to go above and beyond. So this story is one of many that we just really love. And as you said, how special for that daughter to be able to have her father there on her big day.
100%.
Speaking of going above and beyond, our next story will blow you away. This is Mission Impossible, AirPods retrieved from an Abu Dhabi manhole.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Today, yes. Tamanna Hussein was walking around Abu Dhabi when she dropped one of her AirPods down a manhole cover. So down a drain, basically down into the sewer. You'd think, that's it. That's the last time I'll ever see my AirPods. However, Tamanna called authorities and asked for their help to get it back. And lo and behold, Abu Dhabi authorities pulled through. And within just a few hours, police arrived. They blocked the road and eventually retrieved the AirPods.
Now, the AirPods were returned safely, and as well, they were working too. How cool is this? Like, I mean, nothing is impossible in Dubai.
Nothing is impossible. Can I say one random thing, and I'd love to get anyone who uses AirPods thoughts. I'm a new AirPod user, had AirPods, threw them in the washing machine, you know, in your pocket. They came back. They're still working.
Really? That's so cool. The thing is, it's, I don't think it is. I think it's just like superpower of technology at this point.
Hisham saying your dog swallowed your AirPod.
Oh my God, how come?
He pooped it. And it worked.
Okay, come on. So you have a duck?
A dog.
A dog. Oh, a dog. Okay, I thought he said a dog.
Could I ask, what was the sanitary process? What was the sanitary process before you put them back into your ear?
Oh, of course.
So sorry, guys. Didn't expect the story. But they still work. Yeah. He hasn't put them back into his ears to check, but he knows they're working. That you could just clean them.
Yeah.
Did you know? Yeah, I was like, I didn't know it works.
It's a different thing.
You can hear they're working. But what a... Oh, that's such a waste of AirPods. You got to use them.
I see a lot of TikToks, actually. I actually do see a lot of TikToks of like a dog who has swallowed an AirPod. Okay. And it's working in the dog's tummy. I don't think that's true. Maybe that's like fabricated. I'm not sure. But it's like, now that Hisham is saying that, maybe I am.
Well, they might still work, but they'd come out.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
Yeah, I think it's fabricated, probably. Yeah. Well, now that
AirPods are clearly better technology they had before. But seriously, put them into a washing machine and they worked.
I mean, at this point, nothing is impossible with Dubai. Nothing, literally nothing is impossible with Dubai. Like, specifically Dubai police. The fact that they got literally this and they blocked the roads. I mean, wow, I would feel so appreciated if that happens to me.
Shout out to UAE government. As Tamana said, I was so sad. And I thought, she's gone. And she was just 3 months old. Imagine, you know, a new gift to yourself or from someone else. And then UAE government is top tier, period, dot. We do not disagree. How amazing to get them back and in working order. Speaking of amazing, we're going to get some life advice from the one, the only, Sundeep Fernandez, the comedian legend. He's going to be with us after this very short break. Please stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Today we're joined by Sandeep Fernandez, not just a comedian, but also a digital sensation transcending platforms with his viral content on TikTok, Instagram, and beyond that, he's a keen observer of life, reflecting the harsh truths of job interviews. Welcome to the show, Sandeep. We're so excited to have you on.
Thank you for having me, guys. Hello, everybody. My name is Sandeep, and everybody loves to call me.
We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, how would you describe your comedy?
Well, my comedy is basically a fact of life in my own way of thinking.
Okay.
It's basically something which comes to my head at random points, okay, and I just talk about it.
Ooh. And have you always been, like when you were growing up, were you the class clown? Did you always want to get into comedy as a career?
Not comedy as a career, but I used to always talk something which was very weird and very different from what everybody talks about. I used to be the person who was always different from the rest of the crowd.
Would you say like your jokes come out of like as a coping mechanism to like, let's say something bad happened or if someone like, let's say, tells you something bad, is it your way of like, let's say, like approaching negative things in a way?
Yeah, I had a lot of experiences in my life which was very traumatic. And as they say, stand-up comedians basically are, most of them are very depressed, and it comes as a kind of a coping mechanism, as you rightly said, and it also helps us say things that usually everybody wants to say but they are a bit scared to say it.
So you just like, you know, poke it right where they don't want to say but you do say it.
Yeah, like I, like if you have a thought, let's say about the weather, right? So let's say it was cold in here, so I just said, what came to my mind was, it feels like Canada, but I never been to Canada. So it was just a thought which comes and I just say it. So it's luckily up to now, touch wood, it has never been offensive what came to my head. Oh, touch wood here. Okay. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, you said that you had traumatic experiences in your life. Were you doing comedy before that? And can you share a little bit more about them?
Yeah, like traumatic experience, not that traumatic, but it is like I started doing stand-up comedy since the 2011. Dubbo Medi was the one which actually gave me the training and the platform. And then all the other comedians who came from 2015 onwards, especially Comedy Kicks, which is Ima, there is Migdad, there is Yash, and all the other comedians who came after 2015, which is what Dubai comedy scene has come up. And for me, I actually joined 2003. I was doing Toastmaster speeches.
Wow.
And I wanted to be like a motivational speaker. But then everybody said, I think your motivation is more on the comedy side. Why don't you do something called a stand-up comedy? And that time I did not know what it was. So then this happened.
Amazing.
Well, we have seen your videos on Instagram. Do you still remember the moment that your first video went viral? And when was the moment that you discovered that, you know what, maybe my comedy of giving life advice and the way that I approach, let's say, traumatic experiences, whether it's for you or others that share them with you, when did you discover it was a habit? And of course, your, as I've mentioned the first question, your first viral video.
Yeah, the first viral video, I think it was the Arabic, where Anand, who is my best buddy, and he actually started, we both started together on this whole podcast thing, and wish he was here, Anand.
Where are you?
Anand is like, why did you call me? So, and Anand and me started this whole podcast thing, and thanks to Abzali, who actually motivated us to start this podcast. He was the one who told me, why don't you do it with Anand? So that was the first thing which got viral, where I'm speaking Arabic. And for me, it's like I always have this uncanny confidence. People don't think that I actually have that ability. Like, for example, I think I know Arabic very fluently.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like, but some people think they, I don't know.
Okay. What dialects do you know?
Like Arabic, like hello, salam alaikum.
Okay.
Marhaba.
Marhaba.
Maafi mushkila.
Okay, maafi mushkila.
Kullu tamam. I mean, at least it gets the conversation flowing, right?
Yes.
And that is what I think I'm good at. And also, I'm good at many accents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Indian accent, obviously. American accent, okay. British accent, French accent, Russian accent.
Oh, okay.
You've also made a space for yourself, being good at a lot of other things, including life advice.
Yeah, life advice I'd love to give, and I think my life advice is very helpful for the people.
We did ask the people for life advice from Sandeep.
Yeah.
So we have a whole list. Because you know what I've realized? A lot of people have problems.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need help. So do you mind if we do a little bit of life advice
yes.
with Sandeep? Now, we're going to do life advice for a friend. So do you mind if I kick it off, Farah?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So one that came up was, we asked the audience, right? One that came up was, I think Farah from Love in Dubai is gorgeous. I'm afraid to slide into those DMs. How can I get her to notice me?
The best... Sorry, what was the question again?
She's just too beautiful.
Thank you, Casey. Well, I'm shy now. So a guy thinks I'm gorgeous. I must have slid into my DMs and he just does not know how.
It's very easy. The question is for the guy?
It came through from an audience.
Ah, okay. So it's very easy, brother. All you have to do is WhatsApp to the lady, and also remember, there is not just one lady in the world. There are a lot of women in the world. Always keep your options open. And if Farah is not in love with you, maybe there is another Farah on the lookout for you. As my father used to always say, where there is love, there is love.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, funny thing, because there are a lot of Farahs in the office.
We've got about four.
Literally. And I all the time tell Casey, yeah, but I am the Farah.
You have a very beautiful smile. And you also, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so nice of you. Well, speaking of that, I need advice from you. Ah. So what if I like a guy, however, he is from a different sector, meaning there is no future at all. He likes me back, but what should I do?
See, remember that love is universal. You don't have to keep any condition on that love.
Hmm.
If you love the guy, just love him.
But he doesn't know.
Then you tell him.
No, that's the thing, because I have another question that I wrote, is that I shut off when someone tells me he likes me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I be here? Should I remove myself from this situation? No. Should we get a couch at this moment?
A therapy session.
I do private sessions also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But well, for you, there is no fees. So, when the guy is in love with you, but you don't want to communicate to him.
I just don't know how.
Just WhatsApp or DM or call him. Or you tell me, I will tell the guy that you are in love. How about that?
I think that's a better option.
See, end of the day, guys, I just want to tell you that in the universe, there is love and that we are all connected in some way. So whenever you get an opportunity to tell somebody that you love them, do it, because you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Sweet.
Was that too spiritual?
No, it was beautiful. Let's remove away from the affairs of the heart. So a lot of people in Dubai might say they have a fear of flying. So this guy, I have a fear of flying. I never flew out of Dubai ever because I'm afraid of getting on a plane. How can I overcome this fear?
It's very easy, brother. All you have to remember that we are all souls. And souls are always flying. So if this physical body that you think you are existing, it not exactly existing, because we are all made up of atoms, you know, right? Because when you touch the skin and all, it looks flesh, but we are all atoms.
Okay.
So actually, when you are sitting in the plane, you are not actually sitting. It is the atoms which are sitting. And also, you should be very happy that you are flying in the air. Imagine 100 years ago, we did not know how to fly in the air, remember?
Yes.
And a lot of people sacrificed in the quest that we could fly. So take this opportunity, man. It will not come again. And if you don't like to fly, just give me the air ticket. I will fly on behalf of you. Does he have an air ticket? You can DM me, brother. I will fly on behalf of you and I will tell you how was the experience. How about that?
There you go.
Well, there is a question that someone's asking. I fancy this guy. He doesn't seem to notice me. How can I make him like me?
Again, it is the same thing. If you love somebody, just tell them that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no other solution. Because for me, wherever I see anyone who I feel like I want to tell them, I tell them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is not appropriate. So I make sure that I don't say it in public. So same way, if the girl is in love with that person, she should just communicate to him. What you will lose by saying that you love that person? Worst thing will happen is the guy will say, I don't love you back, which 99% of guys, they never say that. The 1% who say that are usually having six-pack abs.
You think?
Yeah. Men who have got six-pack abs and who are like very attractive, they usually have that attitude problem.
Well, someone is asking, what if he has two girls loving him?
Wow, man, who is this guy? Brother, can you give me your phone number?
I will call you.
DM me. Two girls loving you? My God, you are very lucky, brother. If you are having two girls loving you, remember to do partition. Because when I was in my village, there was one goat who was in love with two female goats. And one female goat did not want to tell the other female goat about this affair that was going on. And I usually have an uncanny ability to talk to animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I told the goat, see, brother, if you want to do this, let's do a partition. Partition of time. That means in the morning, this male goat will go and talk to the female goat. And then in the evening, he will talk to the other goat. Depending on what type of personality they are. Because some goats are morning person, some goats are evening person.
And this worked?
It worked.
And which goat gets the love at the end?
Both goats.
Which goat do you marry?
You can be, you don't have to get married all the time. See, the marriage is a societal thing that has been created by humans. In the wild, have you seen any animals getting married?
Fair point. True.
And humans are also end of the day animals.
We're monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. So why get into the whole rigmarole of marriage and all these other things when you can be just loving?
Mm. Interesting advice.
This whole society has created this institution of marriage. And that is why everybody is living in so much pain. Mm. Because when you are married and you fall in love with some other woman, or the woman falls in love with some other guy, which is going to happen regardless, then you are like, oh, I can't go and tell this guy, or I can't do this. Why not?
So you don't believe there's true love out there for all of us?
True love is when you love everyone.
Yeah.
Because the universe is full of love, right? You cannot like select one person and say, I can only love this person. Then that is not love.
That's true.
If the universe is giving love to everyone, then you should be having love for everybody. So feel free to tell the person you love that you love them. Is it too spiritual? Well, I'm thinking I can become a spiritual guru.
You already have. You don't know it.
Really?
With your platform. So people have questions about love. And the other question that we got a lot about was money. So we only have time for one or two more. Some one person said, I want to make more money. I'm currently earning 7,000 dirhams a month, but I want to make 15,000. What are the major steps in life that I can take?
Major step is, first of all, brother, you have to think, why do you need 15,000 dirhams? Because once you realize that you need that much money, then automatically you will, opportunities will come to you. And believe that you will get 15,000 dirhams. The problem is, lot of people don't believe that they will get 15,000 dirhams. So the first thing is that you have to go to Google and ChatGPT also and do research. How to do side hustles? Because there are so many jobs available out there. And look at things which are, you find very interesting to do. And then just do it. And money will come automatically. Don't run after money. Same way like don't run after women. Women will come to you. Same thing applies for women. Women don't run after guys. Guys will come to you.
You know, you speak a lot of sense.
You do. It actually, yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I'm going on my side hustle.
Yes.
Before you leave us, one more question. Do you advise for comedy, people in comedy? You know, you've had a great experience with Dubai. You've been to the clubs and there's obviously quite a great scene here. Do you have advice for budding comedians in the city?
Budding comedians, see, everyone has a sense of humor. Everyone is a comedian end of the day. We just don't go and project it out to them. So don't think that some people have got special talent. No, everyone is a comedian. It's just that they are very scared that, oh, what will happen if people don't laugh? Does not matter. There are so many times I go on stage and people, yeah, they laugh, but they don't laugh as hard. But it does not matter. So you just have to see what the one message I want to tell is, whatever you want to do in life, just go ahead and do it, because life is very short. And this life is a blessing given to us by the universe. The whole awareness that you are alive and the whole awareness that we are living this existence is a big blessing. So take advantage of it and don't think what people will do. People will not laugh, so what's the problem?
That takes bravery, that takes confidence, and you have it in spades, Sandeep.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Very wise. Very wise.
I think I will start a channel called as Sandeep Motivation.
I would pay.
Oh, really?
Like a weekly subscription or something, yeah.
Casey, I'm already giving you.
Because like life is about laughing too, so you'll make me laugh. I can't say I agree with your love summary, but you know, you make me laugh and you have some wise advice, so I take it.
You do.
I need to start myself a wide side.
Two subscribers, you'll also subscribe?
Of course I will.
How much,
of
though?
Course,
we need to discuss,
yeah.
We need to discuss the money.
Yeah. I think you should give Casey like 20%.
We can have a private.
Of like commission, yeah.
On that note, private chat's coding up for all of us. Sandeep, thank you so much for joining us. We really
thank you so much for having me, guys. And really follow Loving Dubai, follow Sandeep _ comedy, and follow my buddy Anand Raman _. And everybody, all the other stand-up comedians who are in Dubai also.
A major shout out to Dubai stand-up comedians. We'll have Anand come in, don't you worry. Guys, that is all we have time for on the show this morning. We're back with you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Have an absolutely brilliant Tuesday. We'll see you then. Bye-bye for me.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Good day.